Yeah, I think, obviously it felt good to be back. We got some time off last week and then had an opportunity to come get a quick practice in on Monday. But today was our first real day of work. I think we had a really good practice offensively, defensively, and on special teams. So I thought the energy was really good. From an offensive standpoint, I feel like we just need to get back to executing the way that we're capable of. I think areas that we need to improve are third downs and red zone. And in order to be better in those situations, to me, it comes down to making the plays when you have the opportunity to. I think we've had opportunities. We just haven't made them the way that we're capable of. And I thought we got off to a really good start of getting back to that today in practice.
When you looked at those situations, was there anything that ran through them that you all can adjust and fix?
Yeah, I think certainly, when you kind of self-scout and you take a look at what we can do better moving forward, we feel like there are a few things that we can be better at. But at the end of the day, I think from a player's perspective, it comes down to maximizing your opportunities. In a game, you're going to have certain opportunities where things come up and you have to hit them. And you have to make those plays, whether it be in the run game with a block, in the pass game with a throw or a catch, whatever it is. When we have those opportunities, we've got to make them. And we've had a lot of those chances, and we've made a lot of those plays this year. But the ones we haven't made, to me, that's the difference.
Have you all, there was a lot of talk about tempo, no huddle, and all that. Structural things for you guys. Are there any structural things you all can do?
No, I think I think we've done a lot of great things on offense in terms of our scheme and how we go about it. Game situations certainly dictate what we're going to do from a tempo standpoint. But I think we've done a lot of good things on offense. I think from a player's perspective, it comes down to making the plays when we have the chance.
Was the run game stoppers there just a kind of an outlier? You hadn't seen it. Y'all been able to get something on everybody.
Yes. I think it was. I think it was an outlier. We didn't play our best, and I thought San Francisco did a really nice job. But, I think the run game has been one of our most positive things this year as a team. I think we've run the ball really effectively, and I think that's something we're going to continue to do. I think we've got one of the best schemes in the league to go out there and run the ball.
Is Vontae Davis, is he one of the upper echelon corners? Has he reached that point yet?
Yeah, I think so. I think Vontae's playing at a really high level. I mean, you watch them. They play a lot of man coverage and isolate him. And he travels around the field and does a great job. Extremely athletic. I mean, his speed is as good as anybody's in the league. And his ability to stop and start and break on routes is it's impressive. So we'll have to be aware of where he's at, and we'll certainly show him the respect that he deserves.
As far as your weapons, how good is it to have Hankerson back?
Oh, it's huge. Hank's had a great year for us when he's been able to go. And I think having him back opens up a lot of things for everybody and makes us a better offense. And so certainly good to have him out there practicing today.
That's some of the guys about Hasselbeck, 40 years old, he turned in September. Can you imagine yourself looking 10 years down the road and see yourself playing at 40?
I hope so. I hope I'm able to keep, playing as long as I can. Matt is, he's impressive. I think a lot of the younger guys forget how good he was in Seattle and how good those teams were, specifically offensively. I mean, they were really, really good. And certainly he comes from a school that prepares you very well for the NFL, so especially at the quarterback position. So I'm always, a big fan of Matt, have been since I was young, and it's impressive to watch him still play at a high level.
So I have to ask you, asking the other guys, and Coach Quinn as well, do you remember what you were doing in 98? That was the year he was drafted. What were you doing?
Yeah, 1998. So I would have been – in the spring of 98 in seventh grade, or maybe, seventh grade. So playing football, basketball, and baseball, and, just doing whatever you do in seventh grade.
Anything that you did specifically to follow up Hasselbeck at BC? I mean, did he have, forgive me if I'm not known, but, were there a bunch of records? Were there memorabilia there, some Boston College Hall of Fame that he was a part of? I don't know.
Yeah, he was a great player at Boston College. you know, his so Matt played there, then his brother Tim played there, and I actually played with his youngest brother Nathaniel. So Nathaniel was at BC when I was there, and I was friends with Nathaniel. So I got to know him pretty well, and you know, I would like wear Nathaniel out with questions about Matt and Tim, you know, because you're a young guy. You're, what did they do? You know, how did they prepare? What do they do now? All those kind of things, and I'm sure he would get kind of annoyed with that stuff. But I was a huge Matt Hasselbeck fan.
He said it's Doug Flutie, you. Then he said a big drop off to him.
I don't know about a big drop off, but we probably threw it a little bit more.
Matt, you've been very good in your career coming out of a bye week. Besides being rested and healthy, is there any reason that you've done so well?
I didn't even know that, but obviously the rest. I mean, anytime you can get it. You know, during the season, it's huge. You have a chance to relax, to recharge, to get fresh, and to take a look at some things, and I think that helps. You know, but other than that, I can't really pinpoint it on anything. Hopefully that streak continues.
As you know, go on in your career, have you changed what you do in your bye week? Do you get further from football? Do you do more studying? Have you changed that up?
It's probably – I think it depends on the year. You know, certain years – you know, you have to come in and do rehab and, you know, do all those kind of things. You have to get here to get treatment. This year I was able to get away and spend, you know, just some time disconnecting. But it changes. I think wherever you're at personally and, you know, physically, all those kind of things kind of dictates what you do that time of the year.
Matt, what about now you guys coming out of the bye, the opportunity in front of you, the stretch run and everything, if trying to take it in stride and get to where you guys want to go?
Yeah, I think you know, I think everybody knows that we're on the back half of the season now, and we've had a chance to recharge, to rest. But our approach doesn't change. You know, Dan talks about it every week when we start. We have to have a championship week mindset and go out there and prepare the best that we can every week. And so from that standpoint, it doesn't change. But it's awesome to be nine games or, you know, halfway through the season and you're in the mix. You know, we have to – you know, knock games off one at a time, but it's going to be fun. It's always, you know, fun when you're kind of right in the mix of the playoff situation.
Matt, Matt, do you ever, over the years, have you ever nudged the head coach about winning the toss and maybe wanting to get the ball first? Or do you just kind of understand the philosophy that most of the times it's about deferring?
Yeah, that's not my call, you know. Smitty was very much the other way. So the first half of our career, or not the first half, but, you know, up until this year, Smitty usually, whenever we win the toss, would take it. Dan prefers to defer, and that's cool. I always like the opportunity, you know, first, if you start with it, to jump out early. But when we do defer, I always feel like it's a great situation to get points before the half and then come out and kind of lap them and get another opportunity in the second half. So I like that part of it.